morning, and welcome to What's Up Bethlehem, the greater Bethlehem area's number two cable morning show. I swear someday we'll take over from BNN. You're going to want to stay tuned later on, because later on in our program, we are going to tell you five ways to really make your unleavened bread pudding pop this holiday season. But first, our top story. Citizens of Bethlehem today awoke to a surprise when an entourage of kings and retainers appeared on the main streets of our fair city. Bethlehem has never seen such a display of wealth and power. They have diamonds and golds and camels and servants. The people of our fair city are absolutely starstruck by these impressive-looking royals. For more information, we go now to What's Up Bethlehem correspondent. Sorry, I wasn't sure. I didn't catch your name when we were filling out the information forms there. What's it like out there, person? Oh, we seem to be having some technical difficulties there on the scene. I know the script says your name is Whiff, but I'm not sure if that's changed.
No, you're hearing it all from Whiff Wilbur.
Good.
Absolutely amazing out here, Joe. The buzz in the air is absolutely electric. Nobody's going to call us Sleepy Bethlehem anymore.
That's amazing, Whiff. It truly is. It looks like a magnificent spectacle down there. Now, I understand that you've been able to arrange an interview with one of the kings. Are they able to speak with you now?
Yes, just a moment. Your Majesty, we're ready for you now.
Well, you really don't have to call me My Majesty. I'm actually more of a philosopher than a king. Just call me Melky, short for Melchior.
You got it, Melky. And I just have to say thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to talk to me today. I know you have very important things that you need to get to on your royal schedule. So tell me, what brings you to our fair city of Bethlehem?
Well, as I say, I am not a king. I'm more of a scientist, and my colleagues and I have been interested in what the stars can tell us about the things that are happening on Earth. We've been watching the sky for some time now, and about 2 years back, we saw a magnificent star in the sky. We believe that this star is the star belonging to the new King of Israel.
The king, you say? So this is a royal visit?
Yes, I suppose so. We have come from our nation to honor this newborn king whom the heavens have announced.
That's incredible, but why Bethlehem? Wouldn't the king be born in Jerusalem?
Well, that's what we thought too. So when we first arrived, we went straight to Jerusalem for an audience with our King Herod, with your King Herod. We went to him and said, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Herod seemed a little surprised, a little confused by that, but being the magnanimous ruler he is, he quickly put his people to work finding the baby. The chief priests and the teachers of the law looked into the holy books and found that the prophet had written, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel."
Bethlehem? A king from Bethlehem?
Yes, indeed. So with Herod's blessing, we left Jerusalem and came here to Bethlehem. When we arrived here in Bethlehem, we could find no room in the inns, but fortunately, we brought our own pavilions with us.
No room in the inns? I should really bring that up to City Council. So now that you're here, Your Majesty, what exactly do you plan to do? Are you planning to form an alliance with this newborn king? Are you going to make him a puppet ruler under your superior lordship?
Oh, heavens, no. This is the king we're talking about here. We've come to worship him. All of these riches you see, they are for him, to honor one so marvelous as him.
For him? All this for a baby? But you guys are kings, legit kings. You're rich, you're famous, you've got the wealth, the power, the status, and you're giving it over to him, a baby?
This is not just any king. this is the king God promised. He has come to rescue his people, to give life to his people. He deserves all this and more. Now, if you'll excuse me, we really need to go find him.
Yes, certainly, Your Majesty. Thank you. I wish you all the best with your endeavor. You heard it here first, folks. The kings have come to Bethlehem. Back to you, Joe.
Yes, thank you, Whiff. What an amazing story. Kings come to Bethlehem. All those riches in our little town. Wow. Now, to get another angle on our story, we've got another correspondent out on the streets at the Palace of Jerusalem to see how King Herod is reacting to the news. Martha Merriweather, are you there?
Yes, indeed I am. Thanks, Joe.
Great, Martha. Martha, what's the mood like at the palace there? It must be really exciting for Herod to have all these royal dignitaries coming to see him.
Well, yes, one would think so, Joe, but yet Herod does not seem too pleased. I've got him right here for comment. Your Majesty, Your Majesty, Martha Merriweather here. What's up, Bethlehem? Would you care to comment on the arrival of the kings in Jerusalem?
I'm not very happy.
But, sir, this visit from royals will surely increase your prestige in Rome.
No fake news. This is nothing but trouble.
What do you mean, sir?
Look, my grasp of power is tenuous enough. And then these magi showing up and overshadowing me in a moment. All that gold and incense and myrrh, that should be mine.
Well, yes, Your Majesty, it does seem a little strange that the king was not born in your palace.
A little strange? You think? I don't know what these foreign hippies get off thinking they can just waltz in and crown a new king. I'm the king here. I've spent a lot of time to get here, and there's no way I'm giving that up to some nobody. The only king worthy of honor is me.
Well, yes, sir. So what do you plan to do about it?
Well, I told these wise men to go to find the child and then bring back news to me so that I could go and worship him. But I'm telling you, I'm going to go and put an end to this problem and once and for all, work up, nip it in the bud. Crack the egg before it hatches. A stitch in time saves nine. There's only one king worthy of honor in Jerusalem, and it's me, King Herod. And I'll tell you another thing. No foreigners are going to tell me who can rule and who can't. When I get my hand on that child...
Okay, that's just about enough from King Herod. Yeah, and, well, we have this break in the action. Let me just remind you to like and subscribe to What's Up Bethlehem. And if you have a bell outside of your house, just hang it there, and we will come around and ring that bell to notify you if we have new information to tell you about. Very, very modern here at What's Up Bethlehem. It's very modern. Oh, what's that? This just in, the kings have found the baby, and Whiff Wilbur is there on the scene to tell us what the kings are going to do. Whiff, what's going on down there?
Joe, it is unlike anything I've ever seen. These powerful, rich, influential men are getting down on one knee and bowing to a baby. This just doesn't make sense to me. Hold on, I see King Melky coming out now. I'll see if I can get a word from him. King Melky, just a moment of your time.
Not King, just Melchior.
Sorry, Your Majesty. What's going on in there?
That's the king in there. The king. The Messiah that Yahweh promised to his people. The ruler who will lead his land with justice and grace. The king who will rescue his people from sin. That's him.
I'm sorry, I don't follow. You're the king here. Herod, maybe, but that's just a baby.
That's not just a baby. That's the king of all creation.
Right. And you just gave him all of your possessions, gold, incense, and myrrh? That's a fortune fit for a king, not a baby. He needs a blankie, not a crown. You're the most important one here.
You're missing the point. The big news here is not that we kings have come. The big news is that the king has come, not that the kings have arrived. The king has arrived. The Messiah, Jesus, God with us. Go see for yourself. The baby is the king that deserves your attention.
Joe, I need a minute to go see what's up. This is Whiff Wilbur from What's Up Bethlehem signing off. Back to you, Joe.
Thanks, guys. We can be a bit like the news people sometimes, can't we? We get distracted by impressive things like riches and wealth and power and influence and celebrity. We start to look at the world the way that the news crew did, the way that the world looks at things. We see what happens around us and the people around us according to the values of the world. But Jesus' birth is practically anonymous, unimpressive appearance in a backwater town. That reminds us that God's values are not ours. Glory and honor and strength and power don't belong to the strongest, the person with the most likes on Instagram. The first shall be last. Right? The last shall be first. If you want to be great in God's kingdom, you got to be a servant to all. The high king of heaven, Christmas tells us, the high king of heaven came down, laid in a manger, just to die on a cross, to rise again. The high king of heaven, born to be the servant of all. You know, those are God's values at play in Jesus' birth. Those are God's values, and we need to make them our own. You know, Philippians 2, 6 through 8 tells us that Jesus was in very nature God, but he didn't count God let me put it to you like this. It says, he, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped or held on to. The literal kind of feeling behind that is he didn't think being in nature God was something to be clung to selfishly for his own good. Rather, he made himself nothing. He gave it up, taking the very nature of a servant, being found in human flesh, giving himself as a sacrifice for us. He humbled himself, became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And it's because of that God has lifted him up, given the name that is above all names. Those are God's values, humility leading to strength. You know, I'll never forget the first time that I read Romans 12, 15, and 16 in my little living Bible, the little blue one you've seen me have before. My very first Bible, Romans 12, 15 says, when others are happy, be happy with them. If they are sad, share their sorrow. Verse 16 says, work happily together. Don't try to act big. Don't try to get into the good graces of important people, but enjoy the company of ordinary folks. And don't think you know it all. You know, that really challenged me. Don't try to get into the good graces of important people, but enjoy the company of ordinary people. Don't be impressed by power and appearance and wealth. Don't get hung up on celebrity and popularity. Instead, look in the manger. Look to the cross. Let God's nativity values become your own. And look at the world according to his values. Because he is the king who deserves our attention. Let's pray. Lord, we are a little bit like fish in water. We don't recognize
that the culture around us is what it is. You know, it's just normal to us. And then you came into this world that you yourself created and said, no, hold on, if you want to be great, you got to be the servant of all. If you want to gain your life, then you need to lose it. You, the king, gave up the majesty and royalty and prestige that came along with it to redeem us. Those are your values. Lord, help us to live according to those values. May we not be impressed by greatness, but by humility, but by character. Jesus, I pray that you would indeed lead us, that you would help us to walk with you in your way every day. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.